screen door slammed. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell and Big Yellow Taxi. We played that because it will be her birthday on the 7th of November. That one was released in 1970 and it just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. I mean, the song has been covered a whole bunch of times, hasn't it? It is such a great song. Chart-wise, though, it performed best in Australia where it peaked at number 6. And I do think it's safe to say that she is one of the most influential female artists of her generation, isn't she? Okay, you know what time it is. Well, we're a little bit late this evening, so at 1 minute past 7, here are the Soppy Softies at 7.
XFM. FM.
I'm not so selfish, you. Now if I change my mind,
they were the Soppy Softies at seven. Kicking us off was ELO and Whisper in the Night. And we played that because Roy Wood, the singer-songwriter from ELO, it's his birthday on the 8th of November. And Bev Bevan, the drummer from ELO, it's his birthday on the 24th of November. Roy Wood actually wrote Whisper in the Night and also sings lead vocals on it. I mean, it's just lovely, isn't it? It's got really got its own charm, I think. It's taken from their debut album, which was just called Electric Light Orchestra. And I have my other half to thank for introducing me to that track. So thank you very much. Then we heard Meatloaf and Heaven Can Wait. And we played that because it would have been Jim Steinman, the songwriter. It would have been his birthday on the 1st of November. It wasn't released as a single, but it is taken from the legendary album Bat Out of Hell. I think it's actually track number 3. The backing vocals on the song are provided by Todd Rundgren, who also produced the album. And as you probably know, all the tracks on the Bat Out of Hell album were written by Jim Steinman, our birthday boy. Finally, we heard Tina Turner and Help, and it would have been her birthday on the 26th of November. Or Anna May Bullock, to give her a name she was born with. This is, of course, her cover of the Beatles' number one classic from 1965. This version was released in 1984, and it literally did just scrape into the top 40, peaking at number 40. It's taken from her Private Dancer album. And I think that album just turned everything around for her, didn't it? It was her first really truly monster album as a solo artist after her divorce from Ike Turner. Okay, they were the Soppy Softies at 7, and if you are a regular listener to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, you'll know that what we do after the Soppy Softies at 7 is play something a little bit different. Have a bit of a change of direction.
Trying to take my life away. Forever young, I cannot stay. Hey! On every corner, I can see them. They don't know my name, they don't know my
is Phoenix 98 FM. I don't wanna do.
love so bad. Come sneaking around, trying to drive me mad. Busting in on my dreams, making me see things I don't want to see.
Fleetwood Mac and the Green Manalishi with the two-pronged crown. I don't think I have ever heard that song played on the radio before. We're playing it because bass player John McBee, it's going to be his birthday on the 26th of November, of course, putting the Mac in Fleetwood Mac. That song was released in 1970 and was actually Fleetwood Mac's first single of the 1970s. It peaked at number 10, giving them their fourth top 10 hit. Peter Green wrote and sings lead vocals on that one, and I think I'm right in saying that that was the last record he released with Fleetwood Mac before he left them. I think so anyway. Before that we heard The Alarm and 68 Guns, and we played that because bass player Eddie McDonald, it was his birthday on the 1st of November. That was a number 17 hit from 1983, I think. You know, I have to say, I do like The Alarm. I think they're a very underrated band from the 1980s. Anyway, 68 Guns is taken from their album Declaration. The track was co-written by our birthday boy, Eddie McDonald, along with lead singer Mike Peters. If you are a fan of The Alarm, then Mike Peters is doing some gigs later this month, including a few acoustic sets. Now, I have to say, legends are definitely born in November, and here's a couple more.
Ever
is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Glenn Frey and Smuggler's Blues, and we played that because it would have been his birthday on the 6th of November. That was his second solo release, and it just missed out on the top 20, peaking at number 22. Do you know, it actually featured in an episode of Miami Vice, and the episode in question was also called Smuggler's Blues. Glenn Frey sadly passed away in 2016, which was just an horrendous year, wasn't it? We just lost so many legends that year. I mean, David Bowie, George Michael, Prince, just to name but three. Before that, we heard Bryan Adams and Run To You, and we played that because it's his birthday tomorrow, the 5th of November. That was his debut release, and I suppose the song that started it all for him. It peaked at Legs 11 in 1985 and is taken from his album Reckless. It's co-written by our birthday boy and his long-term songwriting partner Jim Vallance. Its best chart position was in his native Canada, as you might expect, and it peaked there at number four. Okay, we're into the last half an hour of the show. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. I hope you're having a lovely evening so far. We have got a few more legends to play you because legends are born in November.
It is time for you to stop all of the
Is of course The Pretenders and Stop Your Sobbing. I've been playing that because it would have been the guitarist James Honeyman Scott, would have been his birthday today, in fact. That song was written by Ray Davis for the Kinks' debut album that was just called Kinks, actually. The Pretenders covered it and released it in 1979 as their debut single, and it peaked at number 34 in the charts, so just missing out on the top 30. The record was actually produced by Nick Lowe, who was already friends with lead singer Chrissie Hynde, but James Honeyman Scott, our birthday boy, was a Nick Lowe fan, so Chrissie Hynde asked him if he'd produce it for them, and he agreed.
Kisses drive
Squeeze and Goodbye Girl, and we're playing that because Chris Difford, who's vocalist and guitarist, it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Chris. That was their third single release, and like the first two, it was also released in 1978. Unfortunately, though, it didn't make it into the top 40. It peaked at 63. Although, as you might expect, our birthday boy co-wrote this song along with his long-term collaborator, Glenn Tilbrook, who are responsible for most of the songwriting in Squeeze, aren't they? Chris Difford is actually touring a one-man show in November and December, chatting about his life and playing some of the songs. But unfortunately, none of the dates so far that he's got lined up are in the southeast. But I reckon that'd be a really cool night out. Before that, we heard Adamant and Desperate But Not Serious, and we played that because it was Adamant's birthday yesterday. That was his third solo release without the Ants after Goody Two Shoes and Friend or Foe. This one just missed out on the top 30, though, as it stalled at number 33. It was written and produced by Adamant and his long-term collaborator, Marco Peroni. He actually did a tour last year, but I missed out, so you know what I did last week? I bought tickets for his gig next year in 2024, and I'm going to see him at the Roundhouse in Camden, and already I cannot wait. This is Billy Idol. Billy Idol and To Be a Lover. We're playing that because it's his birthday on the 30th of November. That one was a hit in 1986. It didn't quite get into the top 20. It peaked at number 22. It was originally released in the USA in 1968 by William Bell. But Billy Idol did have more success with it, with his version. I mean, by the way, actually, have you seen those really bizarre adverts on TV at the moment for, I think it's for Workday? Billy Idol is in one of them, as is Joan Jett, Ozzy Osbourne and Paul Stanley from Kiss. They're all in them. Check them out on YouTube if you've not seen them, because they really are a bit bonkers, but very good fun. Okay, we are rapidly running out of time, but I just want to squeeze this one in.
We'll be right back.
The unmistakable sound of Blondie with Debbie Harry on vocals. That was Blondie, of course, and War Child, and we're playing that because it was guitarist Frank Infrant. It'll be his birthday on the 15th of November. That record just snuck into the top 40 in 1982. It peaked at number 39. It did its best work chart-wise over in Ireland, where it peaked at number 21. And I think I'm right in saying that was one of the last records that Frank Infrant played on for Blondie. It really is a good tune, though, isn't it? Okay, and that is it. That's just about it from me, so thank you very much indeed for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed listening to these songs as much as I've enjoyed playing them. And, of course, the wonderful Andy Furno, the nicest guy in radio, is up next with his absolutely wonderful Boogie Nights. Much better than Strictly and much better than watching some fireworks. So please do stay tuned after 8 o'clock because Andy will be playing some absolute belters. Now, I am going to leave you with one of my all-time favourite black bands who never really got the chart success they deserved, in my opinion. This one is from 1984 and it's called This Must Be The Place. It's by Talking Heads and I'm going to play it because it'll be bass player Tina Weymouth's birthday on the 22nd. So thank you again for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And please do stay safe. Andy's up next. Thank you.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.